Those that have completed the Salat, could you please come closer? Be mindful of those that are still performing Salat. Brothers that are upstairs, would you please come down?
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أيحسب الصب أن الحب منتقم؟ أيحسب الصب أن الحب منكتم؟ ما بين منسجم منه ومضطرم، ما بين منسجم منه ومضطرم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ولا رقت لذكر البان والعلم لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلل، لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلل. ولا أرقت لذكر البان والعلم، ولا أرقت لذكر البان والعلم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت، فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقام، به عليك عدول الدمع والسقام. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وأثبت الوجد خط عبرة وضنا، وأثبت الوجد خط عبرة وضنا مثل البهار على خديك والعنم، مثل البهار على خديك والعنم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Allama Busairi continues those poems in expressing his ishq, an intense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أيحسب الصب أن الحب منكتم ما بين منسجم منه ومسترمي صب is translated as the lover. منسجم and مسترم, these are two adjectives. The first one is describing the eyes, and the second one is describing the condition of the heart. Linguistically put, these are two sifats, and the mawsoof of both of them are mahzoof, and they are removed. The translation is, does the lover think that love can be concealed? While his eyes are flowing, or between flowing eyes and a blazing heart. لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طللي ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعلم. طلل refers to hills and mountains. Ban refers to a tree or a cypress tree, and alam refers to high mountains. So the translation is, had it not been for love, you would not have shed tears at the hills of your beloved, nor would you stay awake at the remembrance or the thought of the cypress tree and the thought of the high mountains. فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ حُبًّا بَعْدَمَا شَهِدَتْ بِهِ عَلَيْكَ عَدُولُ الدَّمْعِ وَالسَّقَمِ. How can you deny the love after the testimony against you by sincere tears and the illness? وَأَصْبَتَ الْوَجْدُ خَتَّي عَبْرَةٍ وَضَنَى مِثْلَ الْبَهَارِ عَلَى خَدَّيْكَ وَالْعَنَمِ. The pain of love has ingrained two lines of tears on your face, and it has also ingrained weakness on your face. It is as though there are yellow roses and there are red roses on your cheeks. In the first two poems, as previously explained, Allama Busairi rahmatullahi presents a picture of a third person that observes the love of the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He observes the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, intoxicated in the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He hears about Salam, the area between Makkah Mukarram and Madinah Munawwara, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came during Hijrat. He hears about Kadhima, another name for Madinah Munawwara. He hears about Idam, the mountain close to Madinatul Munawwara. And because of these being close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these places Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been there. So the thought of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to him and he tears. So the observer addresses the lover and tells him that how do you deny having love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How long are you going to conceal the love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart, whereas I can observe the tears are flowing from your eyes? I can observe and I can feel the uneasiness. I can feel the love of fire that is blazing into your heart. The second two poems, Allama Busairi then explains that had it not been love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love for the beloved, then you would not have shed tears upon ruins, and you would not have stayed awake at the remembrance of the cypress tree and the high mountains. It was the habit of the Arabs. They would move from place to place, especially the Bedouins. They would pitch up their tents there, stay there for some time, and build a contact with the people around there. People in that area would start loving them. And then a time would come, they would uproot their tents, and then they would go over to another place. So people would come back to those places where they met their beloved, and they would cry at that place. So it is as though Allama Busairi is talking about all those places that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once visited, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is gone. It is as though there are ruins there, but that place comes with lots of thoughts and with lots of remembrances. He also speaks about the cypress tree. According to some commentators, it refers to a particular tree in Makkah Mukarramah under which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to address the Sahaba. And Alam refers to the high mountains where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to stand and invite the people to the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As mentioned earlier, that the lover, he is trying to conceal the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart, but his eyes don't cooperate with the heart, and there's tears flowing from his heart. So the observer is telling to the lover of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَكَيْفَ تُنْكِرُ حُبًّا بَعْدَمَا شَهِدَتْ بِهِ عَلَيْكَ عَدُولُ الدَّمْعِ وَالسَّقَمِ. How do you deny having love after the testimony of the tears that are flowing from your eyes, and after the sickness that you are going through, the sickness of love? وَأَثْبَتَ الْوَجْدُ خَطَّي عَبْرَةٍ وَدَنَا مِثْلَ الْبَهَارِ عَلَى خَدَّيْكَ وَالْعَنَمِ. You are crying so excessively out of the thought and out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the pain of love has ingrained two lines. One is the line of tears and one is the line of weakness. When a person gets very, very sick and ill and his face withers away, it is as though there's a line on his face. And those two lines, they are just like yellow roses and like red roses. That yellow roses, it represents the face that is withering away out of love and out of ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those red roses, they are representing the tears that are mixed with blood and that leave stains on the face of the lover. In these poems, Allama Busairi rahmatullahi again expresses extreme love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and crying in the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected elders and friends, the lesson that we learn from these expressions of love is crying in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, crying in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have mentioned سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ إِلَّا ظِلَّ عَرْشِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. There will be seven people who will get the shade of the throne of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on that day when there won't be any shade but the shade of the throne of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And among them, one of the persons is رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَازَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. Such a person, he's sitting in isolation, not in public, not in front of anyone. He's sitting in isolation. And then out of the thought of Allah, he remembers about Allah, thinks about Allah, and then his eyes start flowing out of the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, out of the fear for Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now because this is a sincere love, there's no show in this love, there's no... This cry is not out of any pain or out of grief. It is pain. It is a cry out of the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah appreciates it and Allah gives the person a place under the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man dhakar Allah fafazat ayna min khashyatillah hatta yusib al-ard min dumu'ihi." لَمْ يُعَذِّبْهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَابَةِ. That person who remembers Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his eyes flow with tears out of the fear for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then those tears, they happen to touch the ground, such a person will never be punished on the day of Qiyamah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to mention that la yalijan nar rajulun baka min khashyatillah hatta ya'ud al-laban fi ad-dar'. That person who cried out of the fear for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it is impossible, never ever would such a person go into a fire of hell, just as the impossibility of the milk returning into the udders of the animal. In one hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Aynan la tamassuhuma an-nar. Two eyes, will the fire of Jahannam will never ever touch it. Aynun bakat min khashyatillah, wa aynun batat tahrusu fi sabilillah. That eye that cried out of the khawf of Allah, out of the fear for Allah. These are real cries, these are genuine cries. There's no show in these cries. It comes out of intense love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that eye that stayed awake, guarding in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala mentions, ma min abdin mu'min yakhruju min aynihi dumu' wa in kana misl ra'si az-zabab min khashyatillah summa yusibu shay'an min harri wajhihi illa harramahu Allahu 'ala an-nar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that if a person cries out of the fear for Allah, and if the tear that comes out is equivalent to the size of a fly, very very small tear, just one tear that comes out, and that tear happened to touch the warmth of the face, then that face, that area will never be punished or will never be touched by the fire of Jahannam. In one hadith, Hadha Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amlik alayka lisanak. Look after your tongue. Don't abuse your tongue. We will be accountable for everything that comes out from our mouth on the day of Qiyamah. Wal yasa'ka baytuk. And may your house suffice you. As far as possible, stay in the confines of your home. In the outside world, there's so much of fitna, so many challenging things. The moment you leave the home, there's a possibility you'll get immersed in some kind of sin. And third, wabki ala khati'atik. Cry upon your sins. Think of the sins of the past that we have done, and then we have come over a period of time, and we realize we are going towards the qabr. We are realized suits, we're going to stand in the court of Allah, we're going to give an account for all our actions and our deeds. We believe in the concept of death, we believe in the concept of life after death, we believe in hisab and accountability. The more conscious we are of death, life after death, hisab and accountability in the court of Allah, the more straight and the more upright we'll be, the more we are going to cry and try to make amends for the wrongs that we have done. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to mention, لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ. Had you people only known what I know about akhirat, about what we are going towards, then لَزَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. You would have cried more and you would have laughed less. In fact, Nabi Kareem used to cry so much. In Shamail Tirmizi, they mentioned that during tahajjud time, when Nabi Kareem used to wake up, Nabi used to cry, Aziz ka azizil mirjal, like how there's a boiling pot, boiling with water, and we can feel that boiling noise coming out from that pot. Allah the Rasul in tahajjud used to cry like the boiling pot. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to mention, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, oh Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, recite some ayat of the Quran Kareem. Ya Rasulullah, should I recite the Quran? Quran reveal upon you? Nabi Kareem sallallahu mentioned, I wish to listen to the Quran from you. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who recited these verses, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَا أُولَٰئِ شَهِيدًا. Creating a picture of the day of Qiyamah where everybody will be in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then Allah the Rasul will be called to give witness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa thinking about that day, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa started tearing. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, I looked at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa, suddenly I noticed tears flowing from the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa. Respected elders, friends, we should cry upon our sins. Make tawbah. Think about all the wrongs that we have done. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala loves us to cry. And we cry out of fear and khawf of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that is sufficient to wipe out our sins. And another important thing that we should cry upon the plight of the Ummah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thought about what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah to the Ummah. But we are also witnessing what is happening to Ummah nowadays. In the Middle Eastern countries, in the various parts of the world, you look at Egypt, you look at Gaza, you look at Palestine, you look at Iraq, you look at the entire Middle Eastern countries, they all are killing, butchering one another. Women are becoming widows, children are becoming orphans, no shelter. That's the plight of the Ummah. And whilst we are crying upon our sins, we should also cry upon the plight of the Ummah and make dua for the Ummah. One of the dua that we should be making, Allahumma ghfir li ummati Muhammad. Oh Allah, forgive the ummat of Muhammad. Allahumma arham ummat Muhammad. Oh Allah, have raham and karam upon the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, overlook the weakness and the shortcomings of the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, we try to inculcate the habit of crying, then the love of Allah will come in our heart. It is a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all to cry. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Once again, Shaykh Qiyam will recite the same poem and just think about the meaning that we've given, and in this way the love of Allah and the Rasul will generate in our hearts, inshallah.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أيحسب الصب أن الحب منكتم؟ أيحسب الصب أن الحب منكتم؟ ما بين منسجم منه ومضطرم؟ ما بين منسجم منه ومضطرم؟ مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلل. لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلل، ولا أرقت لذكر البان والعالم. ولا أرقت لذكر البان والعالم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت؟ فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقام؟ به عليك عدول الدمع والسقام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وأثبت الوجد خط عبرة وضنا. وأثبت وجد خط عبرة وضنا مثل البهار على خديك والعنام مثل البهار على خديك والعنام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Thank you.